don't know if this has come up with this patient, Sarah, but any comments on the issue of primary breast surgery in the patient with metastatic disease? This patient's having a great response. Is that something, Sulfi, have you thought about it? And this lady, have you ever done it?
I've done only like once or twice, but that's when in a patient with like symptomatic disease in the breast. I'll say this, I've been asked that by lots of patients with metastatic breast cancer, and I kind of like I've talked them out of it because they were responding to their systemic therapy. In this particular patient, it never came up because one, she was responding, and B, she doesn't push anything. She'll go with whatever you recommend. She doesn't necessarily push for anything.
So Sarah, actually, I'm trying to remember exactly. I know I was interviewing Kim Blackwell and I was asking her about this same topic. She was telling me something about the metabolism and estrogen production in the primary as opposed to metastatic disease as a potential rationale for taking out a primary in somebody with metastatic disease. And in all the discussions I've heard about this, I never heard anybody bring it up. Have you ever heard that discussed?
No, I have not. I have. I'll say the data comes originally from all these retrospective series where it showed that specifically more like in this patient, it was the bone-only patients who seemed to have survival benefit from having a mastectomy. So finally, now we actually have randomized data that suggests that there isn't a survival benefit from doing a mastectomy in someone with metastatic disease. So generally speaking, I don't tend to recommend doing breast surgery unless it is for palliation. You know, we've all had those patients who do have those fungating masses that were really very bothersome and they're just closing. And that's a patient where I think, well, maybe this is an opportunity to let them have that breast surgery so they don't have to deal with this problem again.